In one of my favorite books, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, author Robert Persig described how tinkering with his motorcycle led him to deeper philosophical insights and a sense of Zen. In the product lifecycle management, PLM, world, tinkering or heavy customization has traditionally been associated with pain, upgrade nightmares, long outages, and skyrocketing deployment complexity. Aris Innovator, however, seems to have found some answers to this age-old PLM conundrum, making customization easy, flexible, powerful, and, almost, painless. Aris has long been touted as the most promising of the smaller PLM vendors, even openly declaring ambitions to challenge the big three, Edessa Systems, Siemens PLM, and PTC. They've scored big wins at companies like GE, Schaeffler, BMW, and Audi, which raises the question, what's the special sauce driving Aris's success, and how have they sustained it through 2025? Open source roots and a unique business model. A huge part of Aris Innovator's appeal lies in its open approach and business model. Aris provides the core of its PLM platform, including essentials like change management, as a free download on the internet. Anyone can request a license online and install the Aris Innovator Community Edition without traditional license fees. This effectively acts like an open source model. While the software itself is an open source code, the compiled binaries are free to use, and Aris encourages a community of users to build and share solutions. Community members contribute open-source extensions and applications that enhance the product to suit various needs, and these contributions are available for everyone to use and further refine. The revenue model kicks in when customers choose to subscribe. Becoming an Aris subscriber gives companies some significant perks: access to the actual source code, free end-user training, in-person or online, advanced support, including hotline assistance, guaranteed upgrade services, performed by Aris even for highly customized deployments, and additional subscriber-only features such as out-of-the-box connectors to integrate with external systems, CAD, ERP, etc. In other words, you can tinker freely in the Community Edition, but by subscribing, you essentially hire Aris as a partner to support your mission-critical PLM, keep it current, and provide specialized integrations. This dual approach, try for free, pay for support, has led many corporate PLM teams to experiment internally with Aris Innovator via a cost-effective pilot, often before engaging in any sales discussions with Aris. The pattern often goes like this: internal teams download Aris for free, build a prototype or proof of concept with some customizations, and become impressed by the flexibility. Once they're satisfied Aris can meet their needs, they reach out to Aris for a subscription quote to move into production with full support. At that point, there can sometimes be sticker shock. Aris is not a charity and subscription costs can surprise those expecting a completely free ride. However, more often than not the value proposition wins out. Subscribers feel the cost is justified by the agility of deployment and the lower total cost of ownership that Aris's ease of customization and upgrading enables. In fact, many teams report that the time from initial product discovery to a production go-live is 30-50% faster with Aris than with the big three PLM systems, thanks to Aris's flexible architecture. Rapid deployment through flexible modeling. What makes Aris so fast to deploy and modify? The secret ingredient is Aris Innovator's model-based, low-code architecture. Aris has delivered less as a fixed set of modules and more as a toolkit, akin to Persig's beloved grease-stained toolbox for his motorcycle. At the heart of Innovator is an open XML modeling engine that allows you to define data models, business objects, relationships, and workflows declaratively via XML, rather than via rigid hard-coded schemas. This means you can model any specific data structure, parts, documents, requirements, etc., define any number of bills of materials, engineering BOMs, manufacturing BOMs, service BOMs, etc., and map any conceivable change process or workflow, all without cracking open a compiler. It's a completely open framework for tailoring business logic and processes. The modeling layer isn't just flexible, it's designed to be upgradable. Customizations are stored as metadata in those XML definitions, which are insulated from system updates, so they aren't overwritten or broken when Aris provides a platform upgrade. Users I've spoken with confirmed that even heavily tailored Aris deployments could be upgraded to new versions in days or weeks, not months. Another factor speeding up Aris projects is its use of common technology. Aris Innovator runs on a Microsoft tech stack, SQL Server, .NET/IIS, etc., and custom server logic can be written in C# if needed. This means it's relatively easy to find developers or power users who can extend it, No need to learn proprietary languages or arcane older languages, no MQL, no TCL, no proprietary 4 gallons. Many customizations can be done via the graphical modeling tools, and when coding is required, it's in familiar C# and JavaScript. One customer noted that they brought in a couple of college hires familiar with C# and they were writing Aris customizations within a week. The net effect of these choices is that full customization and deployment of Aris Innovator can happen on a startlingly quick timeline. Customers and Aris partners commonly report implementation projects ranging from a few weeks to a few months for a fully tailored PLM solution. One Aris partner told me that pilot systems can often be brought straight into production with minimal rework. Essentially, what you prototype is what you go live with. When it came time to move from pilot to production, several people even used the word instantaneous, obviously with a bit of poetic license, but the point is that the transition is frictionless when the pilot was built on the actual production-ready platform. Integration and the PLM overlay strategy. In the spirit of openness, Aris Innovator also provides a robust integration framework out of the box. It has a full set of APIs and web services, both SOAP and modern REST/OData in recent versions, for connecting external applications and data sources. Because the data model is so flexible, companies can integrate Aris with just about anything, CAD systems, ERP, MES, IoT platforms, and define how data flows in and out in a controlled way. This open integration capability, combined with the flexible modeling, leads to a powerful approach Aris calls the PLM overlay. Typically, when a PLM vendor wins a deal, they push for a rip and replace, encouraging the customer to consolidate on that one system for all PLM needs. Aris takes a more conciliatory approach. If a prospective customer already has a significant investment in a big 3 PLM or another system, Aris proposes to overlay its technology to fill the gaps rather than rip out the core. Because Aris can be deployed as just the pieces you need, it can sit on top of or alongside an existing implementation and address the specific pain points that aren't solved by the incumbent system. For example, if a company is struggling with a particular process, say, change management or supplier collaboration, in their current PLM, they can implement that slice of functionality in Aris and integrate it with the legacy PLM's data. Users might not even realize that when they perform that process, they are actually using a different platform. Aris can be embedded in the overall process landscape. This strategy was key to Aris winning business at Airbus, among others, where Aris was used to complement, not immediately replace, legacy PLM systems in a very large enterprise environment. It's a clever foot-in-the-door technique and a testament to Aris's flexibility in integration. Aris's partner ecosystem helps in this regard. They have a network of systems integrators and boutique PLM consultancies, including firms like Minerva, Infor, Capgemini, T-Systems, Cabelco, and others, skilled in tailoring Aris solutions and knitting them into larger enterprise architectures. These partners, along with Aris's alliances with Microsoft Azure and IBM for cloud hosting, give customers options to deploy Aris on-premises or in the cloud and connect it to other enterprise systems seamlessly. One longtime Aris partner, Leon Lauritsen of Minerva, who, as we'll see, later joined Aris leadership, noted that after 10-plus years of partnering with Aris, the development progress and customer successes have made for an interesting journey, and that recent competitive wins against the Big Three validate Aris and its partners' capabilities. It's clear that when Aris is implemented well, even as a smaller overlay project, it delivers enough value that customers often expand its footprint over time. Notably, customers that do choose Aris tend to stick with it. In researching this space, I have yet to find a case where a company deployed Aris Innovator and later scrapped it to return to a traditional PLM vendor. The flexibility and low overhead become hard to give up once you've experienced them. If anything, companies extend Aris into more areas once it proves itself. The downside of all this freedom, some point out, is that Aris doesn't force the kind of strict governance some other PLM systems do. For example, it's possible to configure Aris in a way that lets you release a BOM even if not all its components are released, something most traditional PLMs would prevent by rule. In Aris, that's up to you to enforce if you want. For most Aris users, the trade-off favoring flexibility over rigidity is worth it. They'd rather have the power to do what they need, with the responsibility to configure sensible rules, than be boxed in by hard-coded vendor logic. Growth and portfolio expansion, 2018 to 2025. So, can Aris catch up to the Big Three? As of 2018, that was an open question. Aris was still a relatively small company in a market dominated by giants, and it hadn't yet proven its ability to scale to tens of thousands of users enterprise-wide. Fast forward to 2025, and Aris has made significant strides, fueled in part by major investments like a $70 million growth equity round led by GI Partners in 2021. They've spent the last several years widening their platform's breadth while doubling down on its core strengths of flexibility and upgradability. Aris used that influx of capital to acquire and incorporate complementary technologies. In 2018, they acquired Impressa, maintenance, repair and overhaul software, to extend into maintenance, asset management and service lifecycle management. They also acquired Comet Solutions in 2018, which brought simulation process and data management capabilities, think managing CAE and simulation models, results, and workflows, into the fold. True to their word, Aris didn't leave these as separate modules loosely integrated, they rewrote and unified the acquired code into the single innovator platform so that MRO and simulation management became just more apps on the Aris platform. In fact, Aris subscribers automatically gained access to these new MRO and simulation management applications as part of their subscription. Around 2020, Aris also rolled out a native requirements management application within Innovator, fulfilling a promise to add a fully integrated requirements engineering capability to the platform. By the mid-2020s, the Aris Innovator platform covers a much broader swath of the product lifecycle, core PLM data management, change processes, bill of materials, document management, requirements engineering, various flavors of BOM, EBOM, MBOM, SBOM, with variant management, simulation data management, maintenance and overhaul, and more, all tied together by the same modeling engine and services. To be fair, Aris still doesn't have its own CAD authoring tool, manufacturing execution system, or IoT platform. In those areas, it relies on integration with third-party solutions. In contrast, each of the big three can offer a more fully one-stop shop, e.g., Dassault's 3D experience spans CAD, CA, PLM, MES, etc., and PTC and Siemens have their IoT and AR offerings. Aris's philosophy remains that it's better to be open and integrate with everything rather than own everything. This means if you need an all-in-one solution and prefer a single vendor, Aris might feel incomplete, but if you're comfortable with a best-in-class approach, Aris provides the integration hooks and data schema to bring it all together in a unified digital thread. Perhaps the most critical development since 2018 is that Aris directly tackled one of its perceived weaknesses, cloud deployment. Back then, Aris was primarily an on-premises solution, albeit one you could host in the cloud yourself or via a partner. It lacked a true software-as-a-service, SaaS, offering, while competitors were touting multi-tenant cloud PLM options. Aris appeared cautious, maybe wisely so, given that early cloud PLM offerings from competitors often came with functional trade-offs. But in 2023, Aris made its move and launched Aris Enterprise SaaS, a fully capable cloud version of Aris Innovator running on Microsoft Azure. Importantly, this wasn't a slimmed-down PLM light in the cloud, it's the same Aris Innovator platform with the same modeling, customization, and upgrade-friendly architecture, now delivered as a managed service by Aris. Microsoft Azure customers can even deploy it directly via the Azure Marketplace. Aris Enterprise SaaS retains the key promise of no-compromise PLM in the cloud, meaning customers get the full power and flexibility of on-premise Aris, including the ability to heavily customize data models and processes, combined with the convenience of Aris handling the infrastructure and updates. This was a big step in addressing the cloud strategy question. In fact, Aris markets it as the industry's only fully capable, business-ready SaaS PLM with systems engineering and digital thread functionality, all in one offering, built to provide the same openness and extensibility as the on-prem system. Extending the digital thread, suppliers and low-code tools. Aris's vision of the digital thread has also expanded in scope. A major theme by 2025 is connecting external stakeholders, like suppliers, and harnessing new technologies, like low-code development and even AI, to enrich the PLM ecosystem. Several notable advancements illustrate this. Supplier Collaboration Portal, 2024 Aris released a suite of supplier management or supply chain collaboration solutions that include a configurable supplier web portal. This allows companies to securely expose controlled subsets of their PLM data, drawings, part information, quality notices, etc., to suppliers and OEM partners through a browser-based interface. The portal is mobile-optimized and highly configurable, meaning each company can decide what data suppliers see and even tailor the user experience. The goal is to break down silos and include the supply chain and the digital thread without giving external parties full access to the internal PLM system. By providing secure, remote access to up-to-date product data and facilitating bidirectional communication, e.g. supplier feedback, change notifications, ARIS aims to improve supply chain transparency and collaboration. This development tackles a real industry pain point. Many organizations struggle with supplier coordination via email and spreadsheets, and ARIS offers a purpose-built portal instead. Configurable Web Services, CWS, 2024. In the 2024 release, ARIS introduced Configurable Web Services, a low-code approach to creating custom RESTful API endpoints from within ARIS. Essentially, CWS lets administrators define and publish new REST APIs by configuring them in a visual editor, no complex server coding required. You can select what data and logic to expose and how, and ARIS will generate a stable REST endpoint for you. This is incredibly useful for integrations and for building lightweight microservices or apps on top of ARIS. It reflects ARIS's commitment to openness. Rather than only providing a fixed set of APIs, they let customers create their own APIs to suit any integration scenario. CWS also supports things like file upload/download via the API and can leverage ARIS's authentication and permissions, ensuring security. In summary, it significantly lowers the bar for integrating ARIS with other tools in a tailored way. ARIS Innovator Edge 2025 unveiled at the ACE 2025 conference. Innovator Edge is described as a low-code API management framework and a new layer for extending the digital thread. While still a developing concept, Innovator Edge is ARIS's answer to connecting innovator with modern enterprise needs like event-driven architectures, advanced analytics, and user-specific microapps. It provides tooling to more easily create microservices, connect to external systems, and even build targeted task-focused applications on top of the ARIS platform. For example, one use case is building lightweight apps for shop floor users or field service engineers that talk to ARIS on the backend via secure managed APIs. Innovator Edge will also play a role in ARIS's AI strategy, more on that shortly, by enabling connections to AI and machine learning services. ARIS's CTO described Innovator Edge's purpose as extending the reach of the digital thread through connections to other enterprise systems, AI/analytics pipelines, external user portals, and specialized apps. In essence, it's about making ARIS an even more connected and extensible part of the enterprise software ecosystem. ProApp Designer 2025. To further empower the citizen developer or just make life easier for PLM administrators, ARIS rolled out ProApp Designer, a no-code/low-code application design tool. ProApp Designer provides an intuitive drag-and-drop interface to configure forms, workflows, data models, and even complete user interfaces without writing code. It builds on ARIS's existing modeling concepts but packages them into a more user-friendly studio that promotes rapid iteration. Think of it as a UI builder and process designer that complements the traditional ARIS modeling environment. Organizations can use ProApp Designer to quickly prototype new solutions or tailor the UI for different roles, all while staying within ARIS's upgrade-safe framework. This tool also encourages reuse of components and logic. You can drag in pre-built widgets or workflow building blocks, which speeds up development of new applications. ARIS likes to call them composable apps. The aim is to let process owners or solution architects configure what they need, when they need it, with minimal IT intervention, thereby accelerating delivery of PLM extensions and reducing backlog for changes. ProApp Designer was made available to ARIS subscribers in late 2024 and has become a key part of ARIS's low-code arsenal. Together, these enhancements demonstrate ARIS's ongoing commitment to flexibility and openness, now supercharged for the digital thread era. They also show ARIS modernizing its platform to stay current with industry trends, enabling external collaboration, suppliers/partners, embracing API-driven connectivity, and offering low-code development for faster innovation. New leadership and an AI-ready future. In 2025, ARIS signaled a new chapter in its evolution with a change in leadership at the top. Longtime CEO Peter Schroer, and more recently, Roque Martin, handed the reins to Leon Lauritsen, who became the CEO of ARIS in September 2025. Lauritsen is not an outsider. He joined ARIS through the acquisition of Minerva, ARIS's largest implementation partner, in 2022 and had been serving as ARIS's head of global sales and EMEA GM. His appointment underscores ARIS's focus on its community and partner-driven heritage. Lauritsen helped ARIS succeed in countless projects via Minerva, and also its future focus on new technology. In the announcement, Aris noted that Lauritsen will be driving the company's vision of redefining how product teams leverage PLM and product data with the application of AI to create value. Lauritsen himself stated he's energized to lead Aris through the industry's shift toward AI-driven solutions, believing this wave can be a great equalizer that allows disruptors like Aris to change the game. So what does an AI-centric development path look like for Aris? In broad strokes, Aris is embedding AI and machine learning capabilities across its platform to transform PLM from just a system of record to a system of insights. They outlined this under a framework of Discover, Enrich, Amplify for the digital thread. Discover, use AI, like natural language processing and intelligent search, to help users find and understand the data in their digital thread more effectively. This could mean smart search assistants, automated analysis of product data for patterns, or even chatbots that let engineers query the PLM system in plain language. Essentially, AI to surface relevant information and connections that might otherwise be missed. Enrich, leverage AI or ML to connect more data and people to the digital thread, filling gaps automatically. For example, machine learning could infer links between isolated data silos or predict missing attribute values, thereby enriching the dataset. It also means bringing in external data, field data, IoT sensor outputs, etc., and integrating it so the digital thread is more complete and contextual. The supplier portal and innovator edge help here by adding more external inputs into the PLM backbone. Amplify, use the insights gleaned in the enriched data to drive better decision-making and innovation. This is where advanced analytics, simulations, digital twins, and even prescriptive AI agents come into play, guiding users to optimal decisions, automating routine tasks, and exploring what-if scenarios virtually. In practice, Aris envisions AI helping to automate workflows, e.g. automatically routing issues to the right expert, optimize designs, and forecast outcomes, like predictive maintenance schedules from digital twin data. This AI-forward strategy is still emerging, but Aris clearly sees it as crucial for helping their customers achieve robust, continuous digital threads that not only connect data but also learn from it. The new CEO's background and enthusiasm for innovation suggest Aris will invest heavily in these AI capabilities, likely in partnership with cloud AI services, hence their deepening ties with Microsoft Azure, which offers AI tools that could plug into Aris Innovator. Conclusion: Aris Innovator versus the PLM giants in 2025. Bringing it all together, Aris Innovator in 2025 presents a compelling case as a flexible, modern PLM platform that has matured beyond its upstart roots. It continues to excel in areas that were its hallmarks in 2018: unparalleled flexibility in data modeling, rapid application development, ease of customization, and upgrade-friendly architecture. On top of that, it has addressed several previous shortcomings, most notably by delivering a no-compromise cloud SaaS option and expanding its out-of-the-box capabilities, e.g. integrated requirements engineering, simulation management, and an option for supplier collaboration. These moves have not gone unnoticed. Industry analysts now recognize Aris as a leader alongside the traditional players, especially praising its open architecture and resilience in managing complex product data. Of course, some realities remain. Aris is still smaller than the big three, and large enterprises will watch closely to see continued proof of scalability in deployments with, say, tens of thousands of users. The 2018 win at Dräger and the Airbus overlay deployments were strong signals, and more recent large-scale wins are emerging, but Aris doesn't yet have the sheer number of massive rollouts that a Siemens or Dassault can claim. And while Aris's platform breadth has grown, a company seeking an all-encompassing solution, CAD, IoT, VR, FIMIAS, etc., all from one vendor, may still opt for a bigger vendor's ecosystem. In other words, Aris can now cover most of the PLM bases, but it consciously stays in its lane when it comes to things like CAD or IoT. Those are integrations, not native offerings. What Aris offers in exchange is a toolkit, a trusty, greasy DIY motorcycle, to recall the earlier analogy, that you can adapt to your organization's needs with relatively little friction or vendor dependence. The big three offer the shiny new bike, more pre-built capabilities but with the trade-off that you typically rely on the vendor, or expensive consultants, for heavy maintenance or customization. The right choice depends on your company's objectives and philosophy. If you value speed, agility, and the ability to tailor the system closely to your business, and perhaps have unique processes that no out-of-the-box solution really covers, Aris Innovator is an excellent choice that by 2025 is battle-tested and backed by a growing community. The included upgrades and flexible licensing can also mean a lower total cost over the long run, as many Aris users have attested, major version upgrades in a couple of weeks, imagine that. On the other hand, if you are looking for an end-to-end solution from a single large vendor or need capabilities beyond Aris's current scope, like a fully integrated manufacturing execution or native IoT platform, you may view Aris as a piece of the puzzle rather than the whole puzzle. One thing is certain, Aris has transformed from a niche disruptor to a mainstream PLM contender in the span of a few years. With its new cloud services and a focus on AI and digital thread enablement, Aris is positioned not just to join the elite PLM ranks but to potentially redefine them on its own terms, combining the Zen-like simplicity of a well-tuned toolkit with the power needed for the most complex product lifecycle challenges. Time will tell how far this journey takes them, but as of 2025, the road ahead for Aris Innovator and its community looks wide open and full of possibility. Sources: Aris Corporation, press release, May 2, 2023, Aris cloud-based PLM now available in the Microsoft Azure Marketplace. Aris Corporation, press release, September 18, 2025, Aris appoints Leon Lauritsen as Chief Executive Officer to lead next phase of growth. Aris Corporation, ACE 2025 User Conference Highlights, Platform Enhancements and Strategy Updates. DC Velocity, press release, June 13, 2024, Aris launches new supplier collaboration solution. Aris Corporation, Aris Innovator 2024 Release Notes, Introduction of Configurable Web Services, CWS. Aris Corporation, Marketplace Listing, 2024 Aris Pro App Designer, Application Design Suite. Aris Corporation, Blog, October 24, 2018, Acquisitions and Platform Mojo, The Secret Sauce.